Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our Friday food section guest this week is Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu, and we've got some unique places to tell you about, also some grocery deals and more. Louisa, let's start with the ramen spot that I've heard so much about lately, and it's going to be warm for a while, but then we'll get that cold weather back again, and it'll be ramen time. Tell us about this spot in Logan Square.
Yeah, Bob, you know, it's ramen time anytime, really, especially at Akahoshi Ramen in Logan Square, which has got these beautiful bowls of ramen done by Mike Satinover, who spent like over 10 years really perfecting them as kind of like his private hobby obsession. And then he decided to leave his job and become a restaurant owner. And so he's doing, you know, what was based on really traditional styles of ramen, you know, according to what he experienced when he was living in Japan. But then now his are really kind of personal, and they're just really stunning. You know, just love them. He makes his own noodles. But the thing that he said that is like maybe the hardest thing is actually the eggs. He was saying that, you know, he's got like a whole person who is devoted to making these eggs, and, you know, and that's one of the big reasons why he doesn't include them in the bowls, but you can order them extra on the side.
Yeah, I like an egg in my ramen. Where is this located?
It is in Logan Square on California, right by Fullerton, in a new building on the ground floor, and, one of the hardest reservations to get right now. So the trick is that he saves about half the seats for walk-in. So show up early or just prepare to wait a little bit. And, you know, in the traditional Japanese ramen style, it moves fast. Like, everybody's in and out of there, each person in about an hour.
Give us the name of the place again, Louisa.
It's called Akahoshi Ramen, and it is kind of reflects his, you know, Japanese and Chicago-style ramen.
Next, we have a spot that won many awards, and this is a reincarnation of Parachute, isn't it? Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Parachute, which was last a kind of higher-end Korean-American restaurant, sadly closed, had a Michelin star, James Beard Award-winning chefs, but now they have reinvented themselves as Parachute Hi-Fi. They're going to be open this summer, June or July, and they're bringing back this Bing bread, which was this, you know, kind of thick fried sesame baked potato inspired bread. And they took it off the menu for their last incarnation just because, again, it took so much work. And, like, they were like, we can't charge enough money to be able to do this. And so they're bringing this back in the next incarnation, the Bing bread, along with a Korean-American-inspired pizza puff, which, of course, was invented in Chicago. Hmm. So that's going to be kimchi and pepperoni and cheese stuffed into a new chefy style pizza puff. So the big part about that is going to be music, a listening room that's become a real big part of their lives. And so look for that coming this summer.
That was invented in Chicago?
The pizza puff was, yes. It was invented in Chicago by immigrants who decided that they needed something to add to the hot dog stand repertoire. So it's actually traditionally a tortilla wrapped around pizza ingredients that can be cooked in a deep fryer. So we featured that on the Chewing podcast co-hosted by my friend and colleague Monica Eng, who found the inventors of the pizza puff and their origin story.
Cool. I am a breaditarian. I can't have too much bread, so I need to go. I need to go to this spot. And it's now called Parachute Hi-Fi.
It is called Parachute Hi-Fi, and it's going to be opening this summer, June or July.
And the location again?
They're same location as Parachute the Restaurant, so in Avondale, on Elston, over by Addison.
Got it. Chicago Tribune food critic Luisa Chu, our Friday food section guest this week. And now we move to the OK Cannabis Consumption Lounge. What goes on here, Luisa?
Yeah, cannabis consumption goes on there. So it's been a very long time since I was anywhere near cannabis, even though, of course, recreational cannabis is legal now to use in Chicago and in Illinois. But I have been to the bakery at the dispensary, the West Town Bakery at the dispensary and lounge in Wheeling. And so I thought, you know, how does this work? And so I actually went and checked it out, went to the dispensary, and actually bought some edibles, which are actually not allowed in the consumption lounge. But they do allow cannabis smoking. They have a whole bunch of different devices that you can use for free, including a $500 vape pen, which is really popular. So I thought, you know, I've got to figure this out and how does this work, because it is, you know, there's like this amazing chocolate meat by Mindy Siegel, but I can't have it there. How does this work? So I went and I got their amazing cake balls, which are not cannabis infused. I got some of the cannabis chocolate by Mindy's, took that home. Those were definitely cannabis infused. I kind of explained how to, you know, visit your friendly neighborhood cannabis lounge for maybe the first time. And yeah, it was very interesting, very exciting.
How are they doing? I imagine business is booming.
It is so busy on Tuesday nights, especially during their baked bingo night, because it becomes like this social event. And also, you can win free cannabis prizes if you hit bingo. So even for people who have been, you know, experienced in smoking cannabis their whole adult lives, it is still kind of a new experience to go out and do that socially if it's not like you're in your own house, your own backyard. And so that's a great introduction, and just, you know, takes it to another level the way that you might experience alcohol at a bar or, you know, again, I mean, like cake balls at a bakery, which those are not cannabis infused.
A baked bingo night, and the baked refers to the people. You're doing your research.
Yes.
Gotta give you credit. They have two locations, right, Luisa?
There's just the one consumption lounge. They actually have a few different locations of the West Town Bakery, of course, and then OK Cannabis did open another dispensary recently in Evanston. But that consumption lounge is still the first and only in Cook County and the closest to the city of Chicago.
All right, let's move on to the grocery store. And now this is interesting. You wrote about deals at the supermarket, but actually you found spots, not your Mariano's or places like that or Jewel. Tell us about what you did and what you set out to do here.
Right, so for sure. So especially not the Mariano's or Dom's or Foxtrot, thank goodness. But my new colleague, Ahmed Ali Akbar, actually came up with the idea of the story and then very kindly invited me to contribute. And, you know, it is it's our favorite deals at grocery stores that are really, you know, worth the trip. And so one of his places, and, you know, we're not about the gatekeeping. We want to share. And so one of his favorite deals is for halal meat. And so that was, you know, he picked his favorites as far as not only the location, but the item. And we gave you the price. And you know, and we purchased it recently so that, you know, we know that and we know what we speak. So, for example, one of his favorites are the what he calls the chicken saddle legs, the quarters from Farm City Meat. And those were only $1.19 a pound when he bought them recently on March 31st. You know, we were talking about it, and I was saying, okay, but are those good? I said, because sometimes meat can be too cheap. And so, you know, we set out to prove it to ourselves that, yes, it is worth it. It's a good deal. And so we visited all of our recommendations very recently, including Publican quality bread, which you can find, of course, not only at the bakery, the main bakery, but at locations, you know, all around the city and suburbs. And his favorite is, wholesale loaves that he bought at Gracias Maria, where it's $7 a loaf. And, that is such a good deal. And, my favorite was the kimchi stew ramen from the Jungbu Market Warehouse store, not the original store in Avondale or the satellite stores in Glenview or the new one in Schaumburg. But I like to make it a point to go out to the big giant warehouse store where they have got the towering wall of ramen. That's my comfort place, Bob.
I could get into that. It's a great list. We don't have time to go over it all here. I'm glad you have Jerry's Fruit and Garden, one of my favorite spots on. And you can go to the Chicago Tribune website or get the paper, and Louisa Chu's story is in there. And it's very helpful. The Tribune food team's favorite money-saving markdowns at Chicagoland stores. Louisa, always good to talk to you. Happy weekend eating.
Thank you, Bob. You too.